Hi. Welcome to the fourth part of PHP interview questions and answers. It will introduce you to the most commonly asked interview questions in PHP. So, let's go through the top PHP interview questions one by one. Question 61. Differentiate between GET and POST requests. Answer. GET and POST are two common methods used to send data from a client to a server. The main differences between GET and POST requests are as follows. 1. Data encoding. When using the GET method, the data is encoded in the URL's query string, whereas with the POST method, the data is sent in the body of the HTTP request. The data sent via GET can be seen in the URL, while POST data is not visible in the URL. 2. Data length. GET requests have limitations on the length. It has a maximum length of around 2048 characters. On the other hand, POST requests can handle larger amounts of data, as they are not limited by the URL length. 3. Security. GET requests are less secure compared to POST requests. Since GET data is exposed in the URL, it can be bookmarked, cached, or even stored in browser history, making it potentially visible to unauthorized users. In contrast, POST data is not directly visible, making it more suitable for sensitive or private information. 4. Caching. GET requests can be cached by the browser, while POST requests are not cached by default. This means that subsequent GET requests to the same URL may retrieve a cached version of the page, which may not reflect the latest data. POST requests, being non-cacheable by default, ensure that the server processes the request every time. 5. Idempotence. GET requests are considered idempotent, meaning that multiple identical requests produce the same result as a single request. They are typically used for retrieving data. POST requests, on the other hand, are not idempotent, as each request can potentially cause a different action or result on the server. POST requests are commonly used for submitting data or performing actions that modify server-side data. Question 62. What is the difference between single quotes and double quotes in PHP? Answer. Single quotes treat everything within them as a literal string, whereas double quotes allow for variable interpolation and escape sequences. Variables and special characters like \n, new line, and \t, tab, is interpreted within double quotes but not within single quotes. Question 63. What is the default session time in PHP? Answer. In PHP, the default session time is determined by the session.gc max lifetime configuration option, which specifies the maximum lifetime of a session in seconds. By default, this value is set to 1440 seconds, or 24 minutes. Question 64. Can you use COM component in PHP? Answer. Yes, it is possible to use COM components, but it requires the COM extension to be enabled in your PHP installation. The COM extension provides the necessary functions to interact with COM objects on Windows systems. Question 65. How to define a constant in PHP? Answer. To define a constant in PHP, you can use the define function, and to retrieve its value, you simply specify its name. Once a constant is defined, its value cannot be changed or undefined. It's important to note that constant names should not start with a dollar sign, and they should begin with a letter or an underscore. Question 66. What do you understand by PHP escape? Answer. In PHP, escaping refers to the process of modifying certain characters within a string to ensure that they are treated as literal characters rather than having their special meaning in programming or markup languages. It is often used for when you want to include characters that have a special significance within the code or when displaying content. Question 67. What is htaccess? Answer. The term htaccess refers to a configuration file used in the Apache web server software. The file is named .htaccess, with the leading dot indicating that it is a hidden file. The ht in htaccess stands for hypertext, which refers to the protocol used for transmitting web pages over the internet. Question 68. Why use htaccess? Answer. Here are some reasons why you might use htaccess. URL rewriting. One of the most common uses of htaccess is to rewrite URLs. You can create user-friendly, search engine-optimized URLs that mask the underlying file structure. Access control. htaccess enables you to control access to specific directories or files on your website. You can restrict access by IP address, password protect directories, or set up authentication mechanisms. Error handling. You can configure custom error pages using htaccess. When a user encounters a 404 error, page not found, or other server errors, you can display a personalized error page instead of the default server error message. MIME types. htaccess allows you to define MIME types for files. It is helpful if you have files with non-standard extensions and want to ensure they are served with the appropriate MIME type. Caching and compression. By setting caching directives in .htaccess, you can control browser caching of your website's static files such as images, CSS, and JavaScript. It helps improve website performance by reducing the need for repeated requests to the server. Additionally, you can enable compression for certain file types, which reduces their size and speeds up their delivery to the client. Redirects. .htaccess allows you to set up redirects for specific URLs or entire domains. It is useful when you move or rename files or when you want to redirect users from an old domain to a new one. Security enhancements. .htaccess can help enhance the security of your website. You can prevent directory browsing, block specific IP addresses or ranges, and enable additional security features like HTTPS redirection or strict transport security, HSTS. Question 69. What is Soundex function? Answer. The Soundex function in PHP is a phonetic algorithm that is used to index and search for similar sounding words or names in a database. It is commonly used in applications that deal with names or keywords where users might misspell or input variations of the same word. Question 70. What is Metaphone? Answer. The Metaphone function is a phonetic algorithm used to convert words into their corresponding phonetic representations. It was developed as an improvement over the Soundex algorithm and is primarily used for approximate string matching or searching based on the pronunciation of words. The Metaphone algorithm was designed to produce more accurate phonetic representations of words compared to Soundex, taking into account English pronunciation rules and irregularities. It assigns a code to each word based on its phonetic properties, allowing similar-sounding words to have the same or similar codes. Question 71. How do you handle errors in PHP? Answer. In PHP, errors can be handled using the try, catch, and finally blocks. It is known as exception handling. The try block contains the code that may throw an exception, the catch block catches the exception and handles it, and the finally block contains code that will be executed regardless of whether an exception was thrown or not. Question 72. How to prevent SQL injection in PHP? Answer. To prevent SQL injection in PHP, you should use prepared statements or parameterized queries with placeholders. It enables the database to treat the input data as data rather than executable code, effectively preventing malicious SQL queries. Question 73. Does PHP support multiple inheritance? Answer. No. PHP does not support multiple inheritance. Multiple inheritance refers to the ability of a class to inherit properties and behaviors from multiple parent classes. In PHP, a class can only inherit from a single parent class, which is known as single inheritance. Question 74. What is the use of at the rate in PHP programming? Answer. In PHP programming, the at the rate symbol is known as the error control operator. Its purpose is to suppress or hide error messages that would typically be displayed by PHP. When you prefix an expression or statement with at the rate, any error or warning that would be generated by that expression is silenced, and no error message is output to the browser or logged. Question 75. Explain the concept of namespaces in PHP. Answer. Namespaces in PHP allow developers to organize their code into logical and hierarchical groups. It helps in avoiding naming conflicts between classes, functions, and variables. Namespaces are defined using the namespace keyword, and they can be used to encapsulate related classes and functions within a specific namespace. Question 76. How does autoloading work in PHP? Answer. Autoloading is a feature in PHP that automatically includes and loads classes as they are used, without the need for manual inclusion. It eliminates the need to include class files explicitly using include or require statements. Autoloading can be achieved by using the splotoloadregister function, which allows you to register your own autoloading functions. Question 77. Explain the concept of late static binding in PHP. Answer. Late static binding is a feature in PHP that allows static methods to be overridden in child classes while maintaining the context of the calling class. It ensures that the static context refers to the class where the method is defined, rather than the class where it is called. Late static binding is achieved using the static keyword within the context of the static method. Question 78. What are anonymous functions, closures, in PHP? Answer. Anonymous functions, also known as closures, are functions without a specific name. They can be assigned to variables, passed as arguments to other functions, or returned from functions. Closures are useful when you need to create a callback function or when you want to encapsulate a piece of logic without the need for a named function. Question 79. What is the difference between include and require in PHP? Answer. The include statement includes and evaluates a specified file during the execution of a script. If the file is not found, it emits a warning but continues the execution. On the other hand, the require statement is similar but emits a fatal error if the file is not found, and it halts the execution of the script. Question 80. What is mbString? Specify its use. Answer. mbString stands for multibyte string. Is a PHP extension that provides multibyte-specific string functions. It is designed to handle strings encoded in various multibyte encodings, such as UTF-8 and SHIFT-JIS. The primary purpose of the mbString extension is to handle multibyte characters correctly, as opposed to treating each byte as a separate character. It is crucial when working with languages that use multibyte character encodings, such as Chinese, Japanese, Korean, and many others. Thank you for listening to our podcast.